A reading from the Good News according to Mark. Jesus went out again beside the sea. The whole crowd gathered around him, and he taught them. As he was walking along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were also sitting with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the scribes of the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I have come to call, not the righteous, but sinners." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. My dear mother, now with God, was truly a saint. I realize that more and more. She really got what it meant to be a Christian, to be another Christ in our world. She lives now, I'm sure, with a risen Christ and continues to share her gifts with the heavenly community. When I was growing up, one of the lessons she taught me that I'll never forget was that when I go into a gathering of people, I look around first to see who are at the edges, the margins, we'd say today. Who is alone, maybe uncomfortable, or lost? These are the people who need to be loved. Go to them and be with them so they know that somebody cares. Isn't that just like Jesus? In today's gospel, we have yet one more example of Jesus looking out for the underdog. As he walks along the lake shore, followed by crowds of people, he notices one person in particular, Levi, a tax collector, one of the most despised in the Jewish community, a collaborator with the Roman occupying forces. Most of the people following Jesus wouldn't even have looked at him, much less included him. But here Jesus is, calling Levi to come over, inviting him to be one of his followers, including him in the newly forming community as a full-fledged, privileged member. How absolutely astonishing. How incomprehensible this must have been to the onlookers. To put it in contemporary terms, it was as if a prominent, respected religious figure today had invited drug dealers and crooked politicians to join him for dinner, and even more, to team up with him in his work. Sounds very risky, doesn't it? The fact is, Jesus took a lot of risks in his day, and now he's asking us, you and me, to take a few risks. Who is it that is sitting on the edges of our lives? Who is waiting to be asked in? Are we willing to include them? Or maybe we are the marginal ones, feeling left out, abandoned, inferior? Are we ourselves ready to respond to the invitation to be part of Jesus' team? Are we ready to fold our lives into his mission, not knowing what that will mean? People who are healthy do not need a doctor. Sick people do. I have come to call sinners, not the self-righteous.